becomes of the headlines that shake us down to our knees and leave us saddened and helpless by all the trouble we see. It's news stacked up in a corner, its corners yellow and torn, and good intentions turn misty in the back of my mind until the headlines return. I read in yesterday's paper about a dreaded disease, a photo captioned of men with cocktails at a summit for peace, while every working man questions and every woman knows this, that a mother's love in every child's heart is why we even exist. Now the kids in their paper sailor hats march around the living room floor. The seams are folded on the scene of some unending war. Well, it could go on unnoticed, and the children, they must play. Does the past make a difference in the news we hear today? Anyway, daybreak, the paper lays on the lawn with yesterday's news repeated, though we know yesterday's gone. But there's a lesson for learning, and if we listen, we'll see that tomorrow's paper may